Blog Talk Radio.
Young Fufa Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People. Study show, study. Intensive archaeology study show. A show that is designed to dig up all the information that you can about the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and all the information that you can about our interaction, how they ought be, and that interaction with other nations. Yes, the Real Talk for Real People show. But before we, Cartrell and I, get started, I want you to keep the Most High in your prayers and keep nations and your neighbors, your brothers and sisters in your prayers during this plague. I want you to take it seriously. I want you to do the best you can with what you got. And best, most importantly, is prayer to Yah. And also, do plenty of hand washing. Perhaps get you some zinc tablets, some black seed oil, and some hot air breathing treatments for your lung capacity. And anything else that comes to mind is brought to your attention. And keep your health up, keep your mind up. I know it's becoming hard for some of us to be isolated from one another. But sometimes isolation is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. See, not only are you looking out for yourselves, you're looking out for each other also. Now, don't you want to do that? Okay. Continue looking out for yourselves and one another during this plague until it passes over. I didn't say anything about taking a vaccine. I said until this plague passes over. Also, some of you are saying to yourselves, I suspect, man, them folks in Congress and these folks out in the street, these white folk, they're like they lost their mind. They're living in an altered reality. But truth be told, they have always lived in an altered reality, believing that they were supreme just by virtue of their skin hue is definitely an altered reality, something that never should have been. And so you can see the insanity of it all. Trump is holding on to power. He just like singing that song. Remember that song that we used to listen to back in the day? Man, look, stop it, little Gregor. I ain't hit a note yet. You remember that song back in the day that we used to listen to? You know, Jennifer Holliday? Because I am telling you, I ain't going nowhere. You're the best thing that happened to you. You gonna love me. That man is trying his darndest to hold on to power. And the sad statement of affairs is that some of his accolades and sacraments going right along with the madness. Yes, they've always lived in an altered reality. They believe they are entitled. And they can lie, misdirect, and confuse you during their entitlement. It's nothing new. Don't be surprised. Perhaps it may get worse. I don't know. So if you're looking at it and your mouth is open like the little boy in Christmas, and you got your hand on your ears, don't be confused. They've always been like this. Some of your eyes just been closed. Now they are opening up, and now you can see them for what they really are, amidst all the lies, misdirection, and confusion. So let us do what's important for us. Let us study, 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 and more study. But before we start our study, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, or Yaakov. Shalom, family. Shalom, brother Yom Suf Harim. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you also.
And yeah, we're talking about these people like they ain't nothing, but they got nuclear weapons. They can start nuclear war, World War III. And the fact that they can do these things shows the power of Yah, that he has prevented them from doing these things, because when they create these weapons, they use them. And the Most High is holding them back from doing these things. So, yeah, we may joke and laugh at them, but they're capable of anything. And we're looking at them. And in Germany, they turn these people into monsters to where they want to burn people in ovens and do all kind of diabolical things. So we're dealing with a people that we don't know what they're capable of, but we've seen their history.
Exactly.
And they're capable of monstrosities. They dropped a bomb on Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and destroyed thousands of people. So our hope, our trust, our strength is in the Most High Yah, because these people will not stop at anything to keep the agenda going.
Exactly. As you can see, what we're witnessing, they won't stop at anything. They won't let anything stop them. And don't be surprised. It could get far worse, because Russia is no better. Believe you me. All right.
And if it don't be for Yah, we wouldn't be here right now. And Russia is hacking into America, their defense system and all their computerized stuff. They've been in there for months. And talking about United States national security, we live in a volatile world, a very volatile world, because human beings are in control with their technology and their science, and their science is capable of doing great damage. But beyond their science and their technology is Yah.
Truth be told, Cottrell. Truth be told. Thank you, my brother. Well, let us turn to Yahreel. The fifth chapter.
Hold on.
I was getting it. You know, I had to go back. Yahreel.
Ra. Ra, ra, ra. Shish kumba.
Ra, ra, ra. Yahreel.
Yahreel.
Ra. Yahreel. Yahreel.
And he will call. Yah calls.
Chapter 5. Thank you, Cottrell, for the clarification of the pronunciation. Yahreel. Okay, chapter 5. Give you a few seconds to get there, brothers and sisters. May the Most High bless you by this intense study. Then, most importantly, thereafter, the application. Okay. If a person incurs guilt when he has heard a public imprecation, a public curse, and although able to testify as one who has either seen or learned of the matter, he does not give information so that he is subject to punishment. If you hear something, although a public curse, although able to testify to what you heard, has either seen or learned of the matter, but you don't give the information, you're subject to punishment. You can't let things go by. And when a person touches an unclean thing, be it a carcass of an unclean beast, you can't even touch unclean beef. Or the carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of an unclean, even if it's an unclean creeping thing, and the fact has escaped him, and then being unclean, it finally dawns upon that he realizes, I'm unclean because I touched unclean thing. Or when he touches human uncleanness, any such uncleanness whereby one becomes unclean, though he has known it, the fact had escaped him, but later it dawns upon him, yet he realizes his guilt. When a person utters an oath to bad or good purpose for whatever reason, whatever a man may utter in an oath, and though he has known it, the fact has escaped him. But later he realizes his guilt in any of these matters by uttering oaths good or bad. When he realizes his guilt in any of these matters, he shall confess that wherein he has sinned. You must make a confession to Yah. And he shall bring as his penalty to the Elohim for the sin which he is guilty, a female from the flock, sheep or goat, doesn't matter, as a sin offering. And the priest shall take a expiation on his behalf for his sin. But if his means do not suffice for it, if he can't afford it, or she can't afford it, for a sheep, he shall bring to the Elohim as his penalty for that which he is guilty, two turtle doves, or two pigeons, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer first the one for the sin offering, pinching his head at the nap without severing it. Remember, I told you. He shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and what remains of the blood altar shall be drained out on the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And the second one, he shall prepare as a burnt offering, according to regulation. Everything has regulation, a code. Thus the priest shall make expiation on his behalf for the sin of which he is guilty, and he shall be forgiven.
So we read the protocols for the burnt offering. We read the articles and the precepts for the sin offering. We read the articles and the statutes for the burnt offering. All these offerings, each one of them had their standards that we had to go by, that the priest had to do.
Exactly.
And that's what the Most High is referring to. So the fact that we're offering these offerings for various offerings means that there wasn't only one offering that we had to offer. There were multiple offerings that the people had to offer.
Exactly. Multiple offerings. And if his means, he couldn't afford it or she couldn't afford it, do not sacrifice for two turtle doves or two pigeons, he should bring as his offering for that which he is guilty a tenth of an ephah of choice flour for a sin offering. He should not add oil to it or lay frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. He shall bring it to the priest.
What kind of offering is it?
A sin offering.
All right, so you don't need a human sacrifice for a sin offering.
Not if you can't afford it. If you can't afford it, there's other options.
No, there was no human sacrifice for sin offering.
No, I ain't said nothing about no human. I ain't said nothing about no human. Now stop that, okay? No, you know, Katra, you know doggone well. Why is you talking about some human? Man, come on now, stop it.
Because that's what Christianity is talking about.
Oh, you're right.
It's a sacrifice for the sins of the world.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, is that right?
I never read.
Look here, brother. We read all kind of what suffice. And I ain't read nowhere where human sacrifice was sufficient. Okay? And you're right about that point. I just got caught up in the study lesson. My bad. I got caught up in the study. I got tunnel vision. And
when you committed a sin, you didn't have to offer up no human being.
No. That wasn't an option. That wasn't an option, Gabriel. It wasn't an option. If it was
and
an
what
option,
makes us think that a human being offering to the Most High is going to be sufficient for our sins?
Well, that's what universal right race supremacy tell you. Most folk go along with that because they seem to be supreme, so they go along with whatever they said. Mm-hmm. Those that don't understand Yah and so on and so forth, seem to go along with it. And they've been going along with that. How many years, Katria? 2,000 years or something, whatnot?
2020.
Yeah. Human sacrifice. Okay. And things, you know what, and things, the funny thing about those people, Cartrell, they always telling the folk that they said use a human sacrifice. Yahweh don't hear them. It's going to get better for y'all. But why, they got everything and they chambers. They always telling the folk they trick. Oh, y'all just wait on heaven. Use a human sacrifice. It's going to get better for y'all down the road somewhere, but we don't know when, how. We're going to wait on heaven. We don't read nothing about that. Truth be told, Cartier.
And where does Yah say he's going to break that everlasting covenant that he made with our fathers? And that he made with the nation of Israel. Where does it say that he broke that? We didn't break it.
But Yah don't lie. Yah said, when I speak, it's going to be done. I don't lie. I ain't got to lie. If I tell y'all I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. But you know, like I said, when you're ignorant and you don't do your studies, Cartier, you're prone to be misled. And then that's what's happening. And when you don't know Yah in any shape, form, or fashion, Cartrell, you're prone to be misled. And even if you know Yah, if you don't study Yah, you're prone to be misled. And so that's why these studies are essential. That's why we plead, we hear row, we love on folk to come and study with us. But unfortunately, Cartrell, as you well know, and some of the fellow students, we can take a horse to the water, but we can't make it drink, but that don't mean that we ain't going to drink. We ain't going to drink for these waters. Okay?
And really, it's not about us drinking these waters.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what the Most High said for everybody. So we may be the ones that's drinking, but the people that's not drinking, that's not understanding, that's not seeing, they can't say that it's not there for them to drink and for them to see, because it's there for everybody.
Well,
and whether you choose to drink or whether you choose to see or drink and see, that's on you, because y'all put it out there for everybody. Y'all is not partial. Y'all gonna let you know what he is, what his plan is, what he's doing to everybody that's alive, that's living, and everybody can see it. And trust me, you can't put Yah short for nothing, because everybody got the choice to make whether you want to see it in its whole or whether you want to see it according to your vision.
Well, as I said, contrary, everybody has ample opportunity. Okay. He shall bring to the priest, and the priest shall scoop out a handful of a token of it and turn it to smoke on the altar with the Elohim's offering by fire. It is a sin offering. Thus the priest shall make expiation on his behalf for whatever of these sins he is guilty or she. He shall be forgiven.
So the priests have to be involved with what? Sin offerings. What priest was involved with Jesus being crucified? What priest was involved?
They give no name, because you can't give a name to a fairy tale and a myth, Cartier. It shall belong to the priest like the meal offering. And the Elohim spoke to Moses. When a person commits a trespass by unwittingly remiss, lacking of attention or neglect about any of the Elohim's sacred things, he shall bring as his penalty to the Elohim a ram without blemish from the flock, convertible into payment in silver. Now, if you ain't got a ram from the flock, that payment can be convertible into payment in silver. By the sanctuary weight as a gift offering. By the sanctuary weight as a gift offering. He shall make restitution for that, wherein he was remiss, lacking attention or neglect about the sacred things. He shall add a fifth part to it a fifth part to it, and give it to the priest. The priest shall make expiation on his behalf with the ram of the guilt offering, and he shall be forgiven. And when a person, without knowing it, sins in regards to any of the Elohim's commandment, Yah's, about things not to be done, and then it dawns upon them, his or her guilt, he shall be subject to punishment. He shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock, or the equivalent as a guilt offering. The priest shall make expiation on his or her behalf for the error that he or she committed unwittingly, and he or she shall be forgiven. It is a guilt offering. He has incurred guilt before the Elohim. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, when a person sins and commits a trespass against the Elohim by dealing deceitfully with his fellow in the matter of a deposit or a pledge or through robbery or by defrauding his fellow, his brother and a sister, or by finding something lost and lying about it, if he swears falsely regarding any one of the various things that one may do and sin thereby, when one has thus sinned it, and it finally dawns upon him, realizing his guilt or her guilt, will restore. See, we don't just lock folks up. We didn't have penal system like they had. There was consequences and restitution. Realizing his guilt will restore that which he got through robbery or fraud or deposit that was entrusted to him, or the lost thing that he found, or anything else about which he swore falsely. He shall repay the principal amount and also add a fifth part to it. He shall pay it to his owner when he realizes it dawns upon him or her of their guilt. Then he shall bring to the priest as a penalty to Yah a ram without blemish from the flock, or the equivalent as a gift offering. The priest shall make expiation on his or her behalf before the Elohim, and he shall be forgiven for whatever he may have done to draw blame thereby. See, we didn't have a penal colony like they do. You had to make restitution. Then you had to add a fifth of the principal amount, a fifth amount to that. You see, that's better. The man got the man or woman got what they lost, the principal amount, and a fifth of that. The person that was had the gift on them got restored to the Most High. Yeah, to lock them up. See, that's what they do. They think they solve all problems locking folks up. That's why they got all these prison systems all throughout the universal system. They're locking up people. They're the most locking up people in the world. But we're not the kind of folk that lock up folks. Okay? Contrary, what say you, my brother and friend?
It shows that these laws and statutes that Yah gave us, we had to deal honestly with each other.
Exactly.
So if you're trying to deal falsely, you're trying to say you found it, it's yours, and this and that, and you know it belongs to somebody else, they couldn't find out it belongs to somebody else and you was lying, you had to pay a penalty.
Right. Yeah, you had to pay the principal amount and then a fifth of that. And that's about restoring relationships with one another, the restoration of relationship with one another, and the restoration of relationship with Yah. That's more important than Yah than locking folks up and throwing away the key. That's not going to solve a problem. But the restitution of the principal amount and a fifth of the principal amount, and then the ram are the equivalent of for the sin offering. Most High said that brings about restitution, restoration. I have a tendency to go more so with Yah than this locking folks up, throwing away the key. That really don't solve no problem. This, the faster they build them, the more they fill them. Truth be told. All right, Katria, what say you, my brother and friend?
I say what I have to say. If it ain't yours, then you can't claim it as yours. You got to pay the penalty for trying to claim it as yours. And these laws balance everything out. You found out which was lost and lies concerning it, and swear falsely in any things that a man doeth, sinning therein, then it shall be, because he has sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he had deceitfully gotten, or that which he was delivered to him to keep, or was lost, which he found, or all that which he has sworn falsely, he shall restore it in the principle, and shall add the fifth part more thereto. So whatever you're claiming is yours that you stole, not only do you have to restore what you stole, you have to add a fifth part to it, because you lied.
Exactly. A fifth for the cost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a fifth for the cost. That's a big bump in the head. Well, if Katria is done with his commentary, I'm done. And we'll move right along.
Chapter. I mean, how many more verses are there? It's like, you ain't go down to the 30th verse.
Hold on, brother. I finished the chapter. I don't think you were following along with me. I finished that chapter.
Okay.
Read the last part. Yeah, chapter 5, because the last part read is this, and I'm going to reread it. He shall pay to his owner when he realizes his guilt. Then he shall bring to the priest as his penalty to the Elohim, a ram. Remember I spoke about the ram. Without blemish from the flock, or the equivalent as a gift offering. The priest shall make expiation on his behalf before the Elohim, and it shall be forgiven for whatever he may have done to draw blame thereby. Yeah, I concluded, brother. Okay, let's move right along. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons. This is the ritual of the burnt offering. The burnt offering itself shall remain where it is, burned upon the altar all night until morning, while the fire on the altar is kept going on, continuing the fire. Shouldn't go out. The priest addressed.
So, Doctor, will you read it?
I'm in chapter 6.
Chapter 6. My book reads different from chapter 6 in your book.
Okay, read what yours said.
If a soul sin and commit trespass unto Yah and lie unto his neighbor in that which he delivered him to keep or in fellowship on a thing taken away by violence, by deceived his neighbor, or found that which was lost and lies concerning it and swear falsely, and all of these that a man doeth, sinning therein, it shall be. Your book reading the same thing?
No, it's it. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons thus. This is the ritual of the burnt offering. The burnt
and
offering
that's
is
chapter 6?
Chapter 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Are you sure you're at chapter 6? Look at chapter. What is saying on yours?
I just told you. If a man sin and committed trespass according against Yah, and lied unto his neighbor in that which he delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or a thing taken away by violence, or have deceived his neighbor, or have found that which was lost, and lied concerning it, and swear falsely in anything, all these that man doeth, sinning therein, and it shall be, because he has sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he had deceitfully gotten, or that which he was delivered to him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or that about which he has sworn falsely, he shall even restore it In the principle, shall he add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appertaineth in the day of his trespass offering. That's 6 up to 5. 6, 1 through 5, chapter 6.
Okay, well, I'm going to start at 3 in chapter 6. And that's why I left off. Is that the priest shall dress the linen remnants with linen breeches next to his body. He shall take up the ashes to which the fire had reduced the burnt offering on the altar and place them beside the altar. He shall then take off his vestments and put on other vestments and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place.
That's verse 11 in the chapter that I'm reading.
Yeah, I think they rewrote it in the Torah because this is the Torah. This is a Tanakh version. So I just could keep reading, and where it differs, we'll do the correction on it. But I think they just worded it different. I don't think they took anything out. I think they worded it differently. And Tanakh.
I'm in verse 11. I don't know what verse you went.
Okay, well, I'm in verse 5. I'm gonna start reading at verse 5. The fire on the altar.
Your verse 5 is my verse 11.
Okay. The fire on the altar should be kept burning, not to go out every morning. The priest shall feed wood to it, lay out the burnt offering on it, and turn into smoke the fat part of the offering of well-being. A perpetual fire shall be kept burning on the altar, not to go out. And this is the ritual of the meal offering. Aaron's sons shall present it before the Elohim in front of the altar, a handful of choice flour and oil of the meal offering shall be taken from it. And with all the frankincense that is on the meal offering, and this token shall be turned into smoke on the altar as a pleasing odor to the Elohim. What is left of it shall be eaten by Aaron and his sons. It shall be eaten as unleavened cakes. And a sacred precept. They shall eat it in the enclosure of the tent of the tabernacle. It shall not be baked with leavened yeast. I have given it as their portion for my offering by fire. It is most holy, like the sin offering and the guilt offering. Only the males among Aaron's descendants may eat of it, as they do for all things throughout the ages, from the Elohim's offering by fire. Anything that touches these shall become holy. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, this is the offering that Aaron and his son shall offer to the Elohim on the occasion of his anointment. A tenth of an ephah of choice flour as a regular meal offering, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening, shall be prepared with oil on a griddle. You shall bring it well soaked and offer it as a meal offering of baked slices, a pleasing odor to the Elohim. And so shall the priest, anointed from among his sons to succeed him, prepare it. It is the Elohim's a law for all time, to be turned entirely into smoke. So, too, every meal offering of a priest shall be a whole offering. It shall not be eaten. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons. Thus, this is the ritual of the sin offering. The sin offering shall be slaughtered before the Elohim at the spot where the burnt offering is slaughtered. It is most holy. The priest who offers it as a sin offering shall eat of it. It shall be eaten in the sacred precinct, in the enclosure of the tent of the tabernacle. Anything that touches his flesh shall become holy. And if any of his blood is spattered on a garment, you shall wash the bespattered part in the sacred precinct. All earthen vessels in which it was boiled shall be broken. If it was boiled in a copper vessel, the vessel shall be scoured, rinsed with water. Only the males in the priestly line may eat of it. It is most holy. But no sin offering may be eaten from which any blood is brought into the tent of the tabernacle, the expiation, and the sanctuary. Any such shall be consumed in entirety in the fire. Now that's how mine reads. So, if you will, read the way yours read, Cartrell. From 11 on. From verse 11 on.
Okay. All right. And he shall put off his garments and put on other garments.
Okay.
And carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. And this is the law of the meat offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before Yah, before the altar, and he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meat offering and of the olive thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour, even the memorial of it unto Yah. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation shall they eat it. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it unto them for their portion of my offering made by fire. It is most holy. As in the sin offering, as the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aaron, all the males of the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in all your generations concerning offerings of Yah made by fire. Everyone that touches them shall be holy. And Yah spoke unto Moses, saying, this is the offering of Aaron and his son, the priest, which they shall offer unto Yah in the day when he is anointed. The anointing oil, the holy oil that the priest and the king get in the nation of Israel. The tenth part of an ephod of fine flour for a meat offering perpetual. Half of it in the morning and half thereof at night. In a pan it shall be made of oil. When it is baking, thou shalt bring it in, and the bacon pieces of the meat offering shall thou offer for a sweet savour unto Yah. And the priest and the sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statue forever unto Yah. It shall be wholly burnt. For every meat offering of the priest shall be wholly burnt. It shall not be eaten. And Yah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aharon and his son, saying, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the sin offering be killed before Yah. It is most holy. The burnt offering and the sin offering is what? Not just holy, but most holy. The priest that offer it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten. In the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. So the priest got to eat the sin offering that's being made by the people or by the individual. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. So if you touch the meat that the priest is eating, you become holy on whatever level that is.
Right.
And when there is sprinkled the blood of the blood thereof upon any garment, thou shalt wash it, that which whereon it was sprinkled in the holy place. But the earthen vessels wherein is sodden shall be broken. And it shall, and if it be sodden in a brazen pot, it shall be both scored and rinsed with water. All the males among the priests shall eat thereof. It is most holy. So all the priests got to eat of it in order to make them holy. This offering of sin offering that makes them holy. And no sin offering whereof any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to reconcile with all in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire. So you're not going to eat the blood. You're going to burn the blood.
Exactly.
People got blood pudding and all kind of stuff. They want red meat. No, our priests did not eat blood. Matter of fact, they burnt the blood. Because
exactly.
The blood is the life of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you know, Trail, I could be in error. I did a study on what was an ephah. An ephah in comparison to our measurements would be about 56 or 60 pounds. Would be about 56 or 60 pounds. That's a whole lot of ephah. There's a whole lot of fine choice flour. 56 to 60 pounds.
Well, when you consider it was the whole nation that was making this offering,
mm-hmm.
That ain't nothing.
No.
60 pounds from all the 12 tribes? Come on,
yeah,
that ain't
was,
nothing.
Yeah, that was chicken feed. I mean, it looked like everybody, everybody in the nation, man, it looked like you just had to bring a thimble full. I mean, think about 12 tribes and all the men and women in the tribe had to contribute to this ephah. Man, you probably had to bring less than a spoonful. Your finest choice flour. Not very
the
much.
The best.
The best.
Of what you had.
You had. And that's not much. The Most High didn't require much. He wasn't hard. That was 56 or 60 pounds. Man, that chicken feed all among all those brothers and sisters.
And they was willing. It's not like they was holding back. As a matter
right.
of fact, they had to tell them to stop. Y'all bringing too much.
Exactly.
So when Yah asked for this, it was very specific for what he wanted. And Yah is specific in who he wants, what he wants. So
exactly.
Whatever he requires of us, that's what we have to give him with a willing
yeah.
heart.
But he's not
with, you know.
Yeah, but he's not hard, country. I mean,
not at all.
Hard at all. I mean, 56 to 60 pounds among thousands and thousands of men and women? Man, that's...
Compared to what they was given?
Right.
And they had to tell them to stop?
Right.
So, we don't understand why Yah is so specific, but whatever he wants, we got to give him. And we got to follow his instruction, no matter if we understand it or not. So what you want, Yah, we're going to give it exactly how you want it.
Exactly.
Right? He told Moses, throw his staff down. Aaron, throw your staff down. Like, throw my staff down in front of Pharaoh? What's that going to do? But they had to do it, right? Don't make no sense to me. But you doing what you want to do, Yah. Throw my staff down. I'm going to throw it down.
Mm-hmm.
Stick my
right.
staff in the waters and turn it into blood. I don't understand why you're doing that. But I got to do it. And that's what they did. can't question why the Most High is doing what he's doing. That's what he told Job. That was a lesson. You questioning me, Job? I got questions for you.
Yeah.
And Job could not answer the Most High's questions, could he?
No, he couldn't.
So it's best to just follow what Yah is saying. Stop trying to question him. Why he doing it? Why are you telling me to do this? Why are you asking me to do this? Just do what he tell you to do. Simple.
It's just
the master. He's the creator. He's our father. He's our king. Why are you trying to question him?
Exactly. Just follow instructions. It'll work out better for you. Just follow instructions.
Who are we to question Yah? We definitely on Job's level. And Job realized, I can't question Yah. I thought I could question you, Yah, but I'm going to shut it down. I'm not going to ask no question because the questions you got for me, I can't even answer. So
right.
For me to try to ask you questions, I can't answer your questions that you're asking me, I'm going to shut up.
We certainly ain't on Mosaic level or Abraham's level.
We got questions for Yah.
Right.
Well, why are you doing what you're doing? No, shut
right.
up. And understand what Yah is doing with us.
Exactly. And let there be that on that. Follow instructions. Well, Cartrell, thank you, my brother. Fellow students, I hope you got a whole lot out of that about following instructions. Don't question the Most High. Just do what you asked. It'll work out better for you. Matter of fact, it'll work out better for all of us if we just do what's asked, what's required. Well, Cadre, we're all ears for another study in the book of Psalms, and we're anxiously awaiting that study.
So, for me, I'm going to let y'all know about the book of Psalms. Because I grew up in Harlem, in New York City, and they call me a house boy. I wasn't a street brother, but it was the book of Psalms that gave me power.
Mm-hmm.
Because while I was a house boy, I read every psalm in the book of the Tanakh. And the psalms that I read that gave me strength when I was 14, 15 years old, while I was going through depression and loneliness and not what was going on in the world, the book of Psalms gave me strength. So I am proud to bring you the book of Psalms, Psalms 108.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms, when I was a teenager, was my meditation. And that's why I'm the person that I am now, because I know how to connect with y'all based on the fact that I've read these Psalms and master these psalms and understand how human beings are supposed to communicate with the Most High. And if you're not communicating with the Most High in the manner of these psalms, maybe the Most High is not hearing you. And maybe you don't understand the way of the Most High. So the psalms gives us the way of the Most High, and it teaches us how to communicate with the Most High. That's all I got to say. So Psalms 108, give praise and thanks and glory to the Most High for our ancient fathers who knew how to communicate with Yah. Psalms 108, praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
O Elohim, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psalm tree and harp, I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Yah. I will praise thee, O Yah, among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. That thy beloved may be delivered. Say with thy right hand, answer us. Elohim has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my hand. Yehudah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O Elohim, who has cast us off? Wilt not thou, O Elohim, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble. Vain is the help of man. Give us help from trouble, Yah, for vain is the help of man. Through Elohim, we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Woo-wee!
Mm-hmm.
Vibe on that, all y'all who's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even gonna comment. Woo-wee!
Well, I'm not going to come in. I think it's self-explanatory, Katya. Well,
if you ain't feeling that song, you don't know Yah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not feeling that song, you don't know Yah.
Exactly.
Because Yah, who fights our battles for us, trust me, all we have to do is trust in him, have faith in him, and follow his instructions for us. Yah is doing everything else for us. You don't have to have no stress, no fears, no worries. I think our people need to meditate on this psalm right here and get the full understanding of what it's really saying. Because I can't express it to you. If you ain't understanding what this psalm is saying, then you need to do a lot more study.
Okay. Well, contrary to my brother and friend, we like to give some thanksgiving and praises to the Most High. And I conclusion on Family Affair tonight, and this is Family Affair night. You have any thanksgiving or praise for Yah today?
My life is given to Yah. I've dedicated my life to Yah as a servant, and every day I give thanks and praise for my life, the breath that I breathe, for him sending his angels to protect me and guard me, not just me, but my family and those that's connected with to me. And I see the truth of Yah. I see the fallacy of man and the nations. I see the limitations of man and nations. And I'm so overjoyed. And life is good to me because Yah is with me. I pray and I hope that our message that we're trying to put out brings Yah into the life of our people so that they can have the same peace, serenity, and strength and lack of stress that I have in my life spread to our people that should know Yah, because he's chosen us as his inheritance. And that's what we have to find out, that we're connected with Yah. And how close are we to Yah, the creator of the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, and the earth? How close are we to him? And I know my connection toward him and our people's connection with him, but it's our people who lack that information, and we struggle in that. And part of me is in that struggle, and I feel that hurt. But a part of me knows that we tied into Yah everlasting, and we are people that cannot be destroyed because we are part of the everlasting. So I live in a life that Yah has given me in joy and strength and comfort and peace and happiness and exaltation to him because he's given me this awareness. So I'm just trying to share it with our people because is giving me peace in my life.
Hallelujah. Well, if I can pick, we don't like to use that term piggyback, but if I can coattail of Cartrail, I'd like to thank the Most High for the opportunity to learn and to share in that learning, study about the Most High. And also protection during his play for his nation and all nations that he deemed fit in order to protect and do so. Everything I have everything I hope to be, everything that he would have me to be. I like to give thanksgiving and praise to the Most High for all those things, for the heavens, for the earth, for its inhabitants, the heavenly hosts, the mountains, the air we breathe, the food we eat, the peace of mind that Carter alluded to, that he provides even during a pandemic or so-called plague, a peace of mind where it doesn't bother me one way or the other, as far as being isolated, because when you have peace of mind, it doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything. So, as Carter said, giving you peace of mind so you don't go stir crazy. Because if you don't have Yah, you can and will go stir crazy. And so in our studies, we find that out. And those studies in the book of Psalms, we find those that out. And all the studies, we find this out. Total dependence and trust in Yah. Not on no vaccine, not on any government, not on any man or woman, but total reliance and dependence in Yah. Therein lies your peace of mind. Truth be told, and I want to thank the Most High for that. And like I said, in conclusion, this opportunity to learn about Yah and to learn with fellow students. And after learning, the hard work of making the application, submitting, being humble to Yah, and applying it to one's life. I want to thank the Most High for that. But Cartrell, anything else you got to say before you get out of here, my brother?
It's Friday, man. It's supposed to be open mic for the family. Is the family out there or what?
Well, family out here.
And audience members.
Yeah, family out here. You know, Jerry can't say nothing. Abby, I won't say nothing. We'll give a few seconds to gather. Well, I know Jerry can't say very much. He can only listen in. But Abby, I'm going to give her a few. Maybe some of Dawn on her come across her mind. Maybe she'll say a little something. Something. Maybe by Gregory. Maybe by Bree. Maybe by Pops. That's her son. We call him Pop. You know. There she goes. All right. Abby, I may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Yes, may the Most High bless you too, young society and Brother Country. Yeah. You never have to force me to come on and praise Yah and be grateful to Yah. That's no problem for me at all. I do that 24/7 and will continue as long as I'm breathing 24/7. Even when I'm sleeping, if possible, I dream of praising Him. I thank Yah for all that I have, all my great grands, all my grands, and just life and friends, period. I thank God for even allowing me to be one of His humble servants that's able to worship and praise Him. I thank Him 24/7. So never feel like you have to be alone and have a peaceful night.
Yes. Yes, Avia. So how's it going, Avia? What's going on? What's little Gregory doing? And how's Bree doing?
At this point, I guess he's running around listening to y'all. He don't stay still, but every time he hears something that catches him, he said he'll stop getting his chat. Just listen.
Okay. Well, how's Bree feeling? How's she feeling?
She's feeling better, but she says, you know, still have her on bed rest.
Okay.
Other than that, everything's okay.
When are you going to take her?
You might can expect a call from Gregory tomorrow because his papa, grandpa is going up there. So
okay. They
try to give you a call.
Okay. I'll be looking out for it. But look here, when do the doctors intend to get Bree off bed rest?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it depends on, you know, how her body is doing.
I know Bree by going stir crazy laying up in that bed.
No, actually, she says she's finally getting some rest.
Well, Bree, I'll be shameless. She finally gets some needed rest. All right, Bree, I ain't hating on you. Get you some rest, sister.
All right. That's right. You know, like I said, you brother, I did call you by your name tonight, but it's still Soup and Hotel as far as Gregory's concerned. So he can do better, but y'all are there for him. Thank God for that.
All right, Soup and Coattail. You did great. He needs to stop it.
Still long, brother.
All right. Go ahead, Country.
We love our sister Abiyah, little brother Gregory, and pray for his Ima at the Mosa. Send his guardian angel, Raphael, to heal her and hear her pray, hear her cry. You know, a lot of our people out there suffering with this COVID-19, and we ask the Most High, hear the prayers, hear the cry of our people, and turn his face towards us, light his countenance upon us, and even give us peace in these times of turmoil and distress, despite of what our enemies are doing, because we know our enemies have no loyalty or faith or trust or understanding of the Most High, Yah. So we ask the Most High, look at them and look at us and hear the cry of our people to answer our cry and to save us in the eyes of all the nations. Because that's how he gets his glory. That's how he gets his praise. That's how he gets his honor. Because all the world needs to know that there is a creator who put all this together for us and that his mercies endure forever. That's why we're here right now, because he could have left, you know, destroyed all his creation and threw it all away, but his mercies endure forever. So as the nation of Israel, we appeal to him that he hear our cry, hear our pain, see our affliction, see our dilemma. And we ask that our people even line themselves up with the Most High. We're trying to line ourselves up with the Most High, and we implore you to visit the nation building, the nation gathering site, YahWillGather.us. YahWillGather.us. In whatever region you are in the four corners of the earth, it's time to get involved with Yah's plan, not man's plan, not your plan, but Yah's plan. So that's my appeal to our people while we have time, while we have this opportunity to align ourselves with the Most High. And he's given us time, which is why we have this Blog Talk, Real Talk for Real People show, and we hope that it will has a real effect before the Most High puts down his final day of judgment on all mankind and eliminates the wicked. So we do have time.
Hallelujah. And that's a wonderful appeal, Katriel. Thank you. What's your closing remarks?
As always, it's just praise Yah, and I thank him for giving me his brothers to help me on this journey and in this learning, and I'm very grateful for it, and thank you.
We're grateful for you, Abby, y'all being with us on these studies. May the Most High bless you.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. All righty. Cartrell, any closing remarks, my brother and friend, before we get out of here?
You wanted me to make closing remarks, and you muted me.
Oh, no, my bad. I thought I was cutting off. I got you back on. My bad.
We have to look, you know, towards the future. We can't look at what's going on in America at this present time, because I know a lot of our people are caught up in the cold void, the political thing that's going on. But the fact that we're reading Yah's word and he's giving us instructions and telling us what's really going on based on history and prophecy and what's going to happen in the future, we need to pay more attention to this study that we're on, as opposed to what's going on in current events. because current events will confuse you and derail you and sidetrack you, but Yah's word is forever. So the quest is to find out what Yah is commanding his chosen, his inheritance, his people to do in these times that we're living in, because he's already covered it and we're studying in it, and we have to know what to do while we're in it. And there's no excuse. We can't blame Yah, because we have a better opportunity than our forefathers did when they went to Egypt. They came out of Egypt and they messed up. They saw all the signs and wonders that Yah did for them, and they still messed up. We have the opportunity to study our history and how our fathers responded when Yah came to them, and to do better than they did. So it's up to us to do better than they did, to accept the challenges that the Most High has given us, to humble ourselves and to be right and to follow the path of righteousness that he has laid out for us. And you have to conquer your rebellious spirit that we have inside of us that has kept us, you know, to where we are right now.
Thank you, Coach Rail. Thank you very much, my friend. Well, Cadrell, may the Most High bless you and your family, Aviyah, Jerry, and any other fellow students out there. May the Most High bless you and your families. May he protect you during this COVID-19. May he also give you peace of mind so you don't have to be all shook up and totally confused about everything and totally in a state of anxiety, where you can have true peace of mind, because whatever the outcome, the Most High is in control and final analysis. That being said, we don't know where y'all going, but we hope that the Most High bless you. But you finna get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People study show. Studies that are designed to get you to understand the Almighty, get you to understand how you should comport yourself and your relationship with him, and your relationship with each other, and your relationship with other nations. And that's what it's all about. It's about relationships. It's about relationship with Yah, each other, and other nations. Well, we love y'all, but we always remind you at the end of the show, if you're lacking in thinking, get your new thinker. If it's good enough for your king, King Darwood, you should be humble enough to ask for one also. If it worked for King Darwood, I assure you, it will work for you too. We love you, and may the Most High bless you, and peace be with you. Shalom. Good night.
Preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the island, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table. Rest here in my garden. You will have a pardon. Take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones. Take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend, come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon, you will have a pardon. Oh, take me to take me to the afflicted one. Take me.